Let's take a look at your farm market opening report on KLGR. Grain markets monitor the latest in MAP updates as the dryness concerns persist in Argentine soybean areas as well as U.S. wheat regions. Volatility in equity markets continues to be a factor worth mentioning as well. South American forecasts continue to be watched closely by the trade. Argentina is currently in the flower stage. That's the equivalent of the month of July in the U.S. Setting pods, the next phase is about 2.5 weeks away, and the 90-day precip in Cordoba is currently 8.5 inches. The normal is 15.4. Of course, Chinese buyers canceled previous orders of U.S. soybeans yesterday, totaling 455,000 metric tons. Some suggest this was due to the poorer quality of U.S. soybeans this year. Others are suggesting the retaliation for reenacting U.S. tariffs on solar panels and washing machines. Year of date, China has procured 26.4 million tons of U.S. soybeans under last year's 33.5 metric ton procurement. A truck owner's strike, which has left more than 100 cargo ships waiting to be loaded, ended over the weekend after the owners and the government agreed to meet later this month. Truckers are attempting to increase mandatory minimum grain hauling rates. Corn markets saw seasonal uptrends continuing to gain momentum. The soybeans saw strong non-commercial buying continuing to pull the market higher. New crop July wheat could be nearing seasonal tops as well, and the live cattle market saw the return of commercial buying providing support yesterday. We'll take a look at how the market shook out here on the overnight. First on the Board of Trade, March corn was down a quarter cent at 366 and three quarters. December new crop traded even at 397 even. Soybeans for March were up 2¾ cents at 1004 and a half. November beans up 1¼ cents at 1015 and a half. Soybean meal for March, $4.30 higher at 362.10. The May up $3.70 at 364.10 a ton. Soybean oil for March was down 7 cents at 31.78. May down 7 cents at 31.98. Chicago wheat for March down a quarter cent at 463 and three quarters. The new crop was down a half cent at 489 even. Minneapolis wheat for March 1 cent higher at 611 even. The May was up a penny at 623 and a half. New crop up a half cent at 632. Kansas wheat for March 1.5 cents higher at 479 even. The July new crop 0.75 cents higher at 510 and three quarters. Oats for March ended the overnight trade 4 cents higher at 279 even. The May 3¼ cents higher at 277 and a quarter. Taking a look at what's going to happen on the livestock side of things, well, live cattle yesterday, everything finished up except lean hogs for the spot month February. Live cattle for February were 60 cents higher at yesterday's close, 127.12. April futures were $1.37 higher at 125 even. June $1.30 higher at 116.72. Feeder cattle for March, $1.47 higher yesterday at 147.67. April closed the day $1.77 higher at 149.52. Lean hogs for February, a dime lower at 73.07. April futures, $1.67 higher at 70.52. That's been a check of your opening farm market report here on KLGR.